البقرة، just a few other events. We do have every Tuesday and Thursday Brother Ahmed discussing heroes from Islamic history at 6:30 p.m. And just a reminder, we'll be going live on YouTube, inshallah. Fiqh class is also with Sheikh Shahid Ali every Sunday. I believe he has one more of the session. So next Sunday will be the last one, inshallah. Also, if you have any questions or if need of any assistance, please contact the ISOC office at 714-531-1722. Or you can email us at office@isocmasjid.org. And don't forget to donate generously at give.isocmasjid.org, inshallah. Okay, Dr. Siddiqui, you can go ahead and share your screen, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. May Allah bless all of you and protect you and your families, and may Allah remove this affliction that is all over the world. May Allah remove it from us, from all humanity, and keep us on the right path. Learn from this difficulty and make ourselves better people, inshallah. So we are going to have this 15th section of Surah Al-Baqarah. And we'll reflect on some of the ayat of this section. So let us begin, inshallah, first of all, reading the ayat. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya bani Israel, askuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum ala al-alamin. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I preferred you over the worlds. And be conscious of a day when no soul shall avail another, nor shall compensation be accepted from her, nor shall intercession profit her, nor shall anyone be helped from outside. And remember that Abraham was tested by his Lord with certain commands. So he fulfilled them. He said, I will make you an imam to the nations. He said, and also from my offspring. He answered, but my promise shall not include the evildoers. So this ayah number 122 and ayah 23, it was also mentioned in the beginning of the discussion of the history of Israelite people. So in ayah number 47 of the same surah, same thing was said. Ya bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. So these two ayat, they are a repetition And repetition in the beginning is what mentioned in the beginning and now at the end of this section. So from ayah number 47 to ayah number 121, we had a critical appraisal of the history of the children of Israel who were in Egypt, and then after that they were delivered from the land of persecution under the leadership of Musa alayhi salam. And Allah gave them his message, Allah gave them his rules, and it was mentioned how they lived by that. The discussion that happened is a critical appraisal. So there are some areas in which they are praised and some areas they are criticized. And they criticize, it is not that it is Prophet Muhammad or Quran criticized. Actually, we were mentioning throughout this section that this is similar to what their own prophets were saying. What Prophet Moses were saying and other prophets of God were saying that to them, reminding them. So it is the same prophetic way of reminding people. And why it happened is that the Quran mentioned that, because as we mentioned that there was a large group of Jewish people living in Medina, and the Prophet, when he came to Medina, made an agreement with them called Mithaq Medina. The idea was that they will they all together will live in peace, but some of them, they started ridiculing the Prophet and saying what the Prophet is saying is not true, or is how come he's claiming to be the Prophet, all of these things. And the common Arabs were not very well educated. They had not read anything before. They did not know much of the past history of the Israelite people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to say that this is not new. This happened before that. This behavior is not a new behavior, but this behavior existed before that. And mentioned some of the events that happened where people just misbehave. And the idea was so that the common Arabs not be very influenced by their talk, but understand that this is the behavior. This is the unfortunate behavior of some people. And also, by mentioning that history, the Quran wanted to remind Muslims that this should not be your way. So understand what happened before, and you should not do that. And the third thing is that inviting everybody to follow the right path and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O children of Israel, remember my favor that I bestowed upon you. And remembering the favor means that being thankful. And the one who has given you the favor, be obedient to him and follow his rules. So remembering the favor does not mean you just remember the favor. Remember that why, who has given you the favor, and how kind that being was and being is, and how you should behave towards that being, and you be thankful. And also this being is God Almighty, who sent his prophet and sent his book. So obey the prophet and follow the book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Anni faddaltukum 'ala al-'alamin," I gave you many prophets, I sent many prophets among you, I gave you the books and message, and this is, I preferred you over many people. That is, not many people receive that many prophets as you receive, so you should be grateful to Allah. And then after that, reminded that be aware, ittaqu yawman. Taqwa is, Quran has used the word taqwa. Sometimes the object of taqwa is Allah, ittaqullah. And sometimes that means be conscious of Allah or revere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or sometimes the The word taqwa is used about the day of judgment, like here, taqwa yawman, that means being conscious of the day that is going to come, and that is the day of judgment. And also, ittaqun nar, be aware of the hellfire. So different ways the Quran has used the word taqwa. Ittaqu yawman, that is be aware, be conscious of the day where no soul can help another soul. La tajzi nafsun an nafsin shay'a. There is no soul can avail in anything another soul. Nobody can come to rescue another person, because they all stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever is the, everybody will be given the account of his or her life to Allah. So la tajzi nafsun an nafsin shay'a. Anybody. Your parent cannot help you, your brothers and sisters cannot help you, your spouses cannot help you, your children cannot help you, nobody. Every person will stand before Allah, male or female, every person will give the account of his or her life. And وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعٌ. And in order to save yourself, you cannot pay some money. There is no compensation that will be accepted on that day, because everybody has to give the account of his or her life, and وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةٌ, and no intercession will benefit. And intercession will not benefit unless, of course, there is the permission from Allah. Otherwise, nobody has the right to make an intercession on behalf of anybody. وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, and also nobody can come from outside and help. So that is the day of judgment. That is the day of judgment. No soul can help another soul. No compensation can accept. No intercession, and no one can from outside to help. This ayah, yeah, here it is said, "Wala yuqbalu minha adlu, wala tanfa'uha shafa'a." You will find that in the ayah before, the ayah number 48. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا يُخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. So here Allah says, لَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. No compensation will be accepted and no intercession will benefit. And in the previous ayah, it was said, لَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا يُخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. So shafa'ah was mentioned before, and adl is mentioned after that. In the previous ayah, adl was mentioned before and shafa'ah after that. So, why this is mentioned, but why there is a difference, of course this is a variety of way of presenting, so there is no just repetition, just a repetition, but there is some variation as well, and this variation can help you to understand. One of the scholars, Imam Ibn Ashur, in his famous tafsir Tahrir wa Tanwir, he says, "Amma nafiu al-qubul marratan an al-shifa' marra an al-shifa'ah wa marratan an al-adl, falanna ahwal al-umm fi talab al-fikak an al-jannah an al-junat bitakhtalifu. Fa marratan yuqaddimun al-fida', fa idha lam tuqbal qaddamu al-shifa'ah, wa marratan yuqaddimun al-shifa'ah, fa idha lam tuqbal shifa'atuhum 'aradu al-fida'." He said that different kind of sinners, they behave different way. Sometimes they present intercessors first, and if the intercession is not accepted, then they bring some compensation. And sometimes the wrongdoers, they present some other person to come and speak. Or they present some compensation, and when the compensation is not accepted, they present the intercessors. So it's a different ways that different communities do things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned both. The idea is there is no one who can do that. So there is nothing that can help except your own deeds and your own faith. After mentioning this as the conclusion of this section where the Israelite history was reviewed, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Some part of Ibrahim alayhi salam's story are mentioned here. And also in this mentioning that there is Bani Israel understand that fadila that was given to them, that they were preferred over the nations, it was not because of their race or because of their tribe. So no fadila is because of the tribal or racial position. The fadila is in order to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill the mission for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets one after another among them. So they had to be to lead the world to the right path, live by the right way, and also lead the world in the right path. And the same thing is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was a great prophet of Allah, he was also tested. And he did not become imam before he went through certain challenges in his life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. So it is not a family, it is not somebody from a particular tribe that is given the high position in Islam. The only reason people are given high position in Islam is because of their iman, because of their faith, and because of their righteousness. So Allah says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. And remember that Ibrahim was tried by his Lord. So his Lord tried him, who was compassionate, kind, merciful, but still he tried him. And he tried him with certain commands. Kalimat means commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him certain assignments and came to do something, and asked him to do that, and Ibrahim fulfilled that. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. In another place, the Quran says, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. And Ibrahim fulfilled that. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. So Ibrahim fulfilled the commands, and then when he fulfilled the commands, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the position of Imam. So what were the tests of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test him? Allah knew him, but Allah tested him in order to prepare him for his high mission. Sometimes test comes to individuals and to the nations to make them better people, so that they become, go through that, and they come out facing the challenges and difficulties in the right way. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was at his home. His father was an idol worshipper, and Ibrahim alayhi salam stood against the way of his father and told him that what you are doing is wrong, and father became very angry and expelled him from home. So that was the test. Ibrahim was out of his home. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam also spoke about the oneness of Allah and criticized the idol worship, and the ruler of the country became against him. Namrud became against him, and also he threatened him, and then he prepared a big fire, a ditch in which he made fire, and he threw Ibrahim alayhi salam into that fire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from that. Qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. And we said to the fire, become cool and safe for Ibrahim. So Ibrahim alayhi salam went through this ordeal of fire. And then after that, he made the hijrah. He left his home, he left his family, he left what his position. He went, and he went all the way to Egypt. And there he was also tested by the ruler of Egypt. And then he comes from there all the way to Palestine. And then from there he goes to Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, showed him the way. Says, you go in that place, it was totally barren land, wilderness. And Ibrahim alayhi salam came there with his wife, Hajra alayhi salam, and with his young son Ismail alayhi salam. And by the command of Allah, he left them there. That was also a test, that Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah said to him, leave your wife and your child there. And so he left, he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he left there. And then after that, he came back, and his son Ismail had grown up, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with another big, big test. And the test was that he saw in a dream that he's told to sacrifice his son. So he said to his son, "My son, I saw in my dream that I am sacrificing you. So what is your opinion?" And the son was a righteous son, a good son, an obedient son. So he said to his father, "Oh, my father, do what you are commanded, and I will be among those who are patient." So, but then this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want his son to be killed or sacrificed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya Ibrahim, qad saddaqta ru'ya." Ibrahim, you have fulfilled the dream, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a lamb instead, and he sacrificed the lamb. So he went through one test after another test, one test after another test, and his faith was very strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inni ibtala Ibrahim rabbuhu bi kalimat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him certain rules, certain commands, and everyone fulfilled that. He passed every test. Then Allah said to him, "Inni ja'aluka lin-nas imama." I'll make you an imam. Imam means leader. I'll make you an imam of the humanity. Ibrahim alayhi salam is the man whose mission was the whole world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him that way. Ja'aluka lin-nas. Not for his own people, but for all of our people. He was there. "Inni ja'aluka lin-nas imama." I'll make him an imam. I'll make you an imam for the people. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Wallah, include my children also. That as you make me the imam, make my children also imam." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Among your children, those who are righteous, they will have the position, but not everybody." قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Those who do zulm, they are not going to be included in this covenant. In this promise that I will make you the imam, this is not included, this is not for the wrongdoers. So it means that the imamah, the leadership, is not hereditary. It is not that because the father was imam, so the son will be the imam. That is not the way. If the son is righteous, if the son is qualified, then he will have that honor. And this is the Islamic way of looking at the leadership. Leadership is not just because somebody is the son of so and so. That is fine. I mean, in the family level, you respect your father. On the family level, you inherit from your father. But when it comes to the imam of the community, the leadership of the community, that it has to be based on qualification, on righteousness. لا ينال أحد الظالمين. My promise does not include the wrongdoers. A very important principle that was given here to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam learned that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّى وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَن طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَى عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. And remember, we made the house a place of assembly for people and a place of safety. And take the standing place of Abraham as a place of prayer. And we entrusted Ibrahim and Ismail to purify my house for those who do tawaf, stay for retreat, or bow or prostrate in prayer. And remember, Ibrahim said, "My Lord, make this a secure city and feed its people with fruits, those among them who believe in Allah and the last day." He said, "And as for those who disbelieve, for a while I shall let them enjoy themselves, then I shall drive them to the torment of fire. What an evil destination. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Ibrahim alayhi salam to make a house, that means Kaaba. And Allah says that, remember, this Kaaba was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a place of assembly and a place of safety. So Masaba is a place to which person people go, and Masaba is like a resort. People go again and again. Many people go there. Masaba is that way. So it's a place of assembly, it's a place of the gathering of the people. Different type of people at different times, they come and gather there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made the house for that purpose, that people come and meet there and gather there. And it is the place where there is no fight. It is the place there will be safety and security. So Ya'alna al-Bayta, remember, we made the house a place of assembly. And this was the way from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam was about 2,500 years before the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that house was visited by the people. All the people living around, they would come and visit that house and pray there. So it was known even before the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was known. And the Arabs used to respect the house and they used to come there, and it was a place of safety. They would not fight in that area, although their life was life of fighting and disorder and chaos and violence. All of this was there all around, but not in near the house, not in the city of Mecca. So Kaaba was a safe place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that in the Quran as a blessing, and says in Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ. Have they not seen that? Have they not experienced that? That we made for them a haram. Haram is the sacred place. And it is safe. Sacred and safe. While the people are snatched from all around them. So the people are attacked in other cities around them, around Mecca. So that is a special honor that was given. So all Arabs, all Arab tribes, they were unanimous that as far as Mecca is concerned, there will be no fight there. And so the people were living in peace. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided that peace for the city of Mecca? So that people can worship there in peace. جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ. And Allah says, أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ. They believe in batil, in falsehood, and they deny the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, masaba and amr, a place of coming, gathering together, and a place which is sanctuary, which is safe for everyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَسَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. And we told people that you go and pray the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Maqam Ibrahim Musalla. So Maqam Ibrahim, of course, people know that Maqam Ibrahim was in front of the door of the Kaaba. And this is the place where you have a pillar. In that pillar, there is a stone on which the impression of the feet of Ibrahim alayhi salam are there. And it's a very ancient stone. And there, people stand for prayer, because that is the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So maqam, you can take it literally as a place of standing, or maqam is also like masjid, place of sajda. Maqam is when you people do the qiyam. So qiyam means ibadah. It's one of the principles, one of the pillars of salat is qiyam. So qiyam, from qiyam comes the word maqam. One of the pillars of salat is sajda, and from sajda comes masjid. So maqam is a place of prayer. That's why some ulama say that after tawaf, you can pray anywhere in haram. And you, so because all place is the place of prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So either you say Maqam Ibrahim means the place where Ibrahim stood exactly that place, and that is in front of the Kaaba, or you can take it the place of the worship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that you make it the place of your prayer. That means you pray around the Kaaba, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that honor, that this is the place and there you honor the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Ibrahim alayhi salam and his service. And Allah says, وَعَهَدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ أَنْ طَحِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. And we entrusted to Ibrahim and Ismail, عَهِدَ إِلَىٰ means to give a responsibility. So we gave this responsibility to Ibrahim and Ismail, Ismail's son, because they are the one who built the Kaaba. So he said, وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ. And we gave this honor to Ibrahim and Ismail, that you keep the house clean. The house means here the place of worship, the Kaaba. It has to be kept clean. So places of worship must be clean, tahir. And tahara is literally, as tahara is also metaphorically and spiritually. So tahara means that this place must be clean from every kind of dirt and any kind of filth. And then also it should be clean from any kind of shirk, that don't worship other gods, don't worship the idols there. So this is a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them to the people of Arabia who started putting their idols in the Kaaba, that Ibrahim and Ismail were told that this house must remain pure of anything else except the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all around people were worshiping idols. But now Kaaba was built to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So make my house pure and clean for people who do tawaf. Tawaf is a kind of salat. Tawaf is a kind of prayer. But this is only in Makkah, in around the Kaaba. You cannot do tawaf any other place. So only place where tawaf is done is near at Kaaba. And that is going around the Kaaba 7 times. So that is for the people who come to make the tawaf. And those who come to spend some time there. Al-Aqifin, make i'tikaf. That is spend some time and as a retreat. And those who make ruku' and sujood. Ruku' and sujood are the way to perform the prayers. And ruku' and sujood is an Islamic prayer, but it is coming from all the way from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam used to pray with ruku' and sujood. Unfortunately, there are people who mention Ibrahim alayhi salam, they don't do ruku' and they don't do sujood. Or they may do ruku' but they don't do sujood. So Islam emphasizes that you must do ruku' and sujood both in your prayer. Tahira baytiya lit-ta'ifina wal-'akifina wal-ruk'i sujood. And Ibrahim alayhi salam also made dua for the city of Mecca. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, remember that Abraham made a dua and he said, Rabbi ja'al hadha baladan amina. Before the city was established, he prayed that this, Allah, make this a city safe and secure. So Kaaba is safe and secure, but not only Kaaba, but also the city, the whole city around it. Make this a safe city, a secure city. رَبِّ الْهَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ibrahim prayed, رَبِّ الْهَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. رَبِّ الْهَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Allah, make this city safe. So that means the city was established. Then he made a dua. So he made dua before the city was established, and he made dua after the city was established. So here, it is the city is not yet. But he says, Rabbi jal hadha baladan amin. And I'm bringing my family here. I'm building a Kaaba here. I'm doing this. So now you make this a city. And people come from all over and live here, but they live here in peace. So make this a city that is safe and secure. Make this a safe, safe and secure city. And then second thing, he said, وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ and provide for its people from the fruit that is they will have their sustenance, their food will be there. Samarat literally means fruit, but it is not just fruit only. It is all kind of food items that are called samarat. Actually, not only samarat is not just food item, but also businesses, the prosperity. وَرْضُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ As Allah says in the Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُوَكِّلْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ So in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we don't see that we have made for them a sanctuary, a peaceful sanctuary, a safe sanctuary. يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ So ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ That is brought to it are the fruits of everything. Rizqam min ladunna as a provision from us, but many of them they do not know that. Ibn Kathir, great commentator of the Quran, he said, Misa'il simar mimma hawlahu min al-Taif wa ghairihi, that is the fruit of the city of Taif and other cities, are brought to Mecca. Wa kadhalika al-matajir wal-amti'a, and tijara, business, and all other things that are needed. They are all included in the word samarat. So Ibrahim alayhi salam did not simply say, give them fruits. Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed for everything. All the benefits will come to them for food as well as for their life. So that is a beautiful dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ For those who believe among them, Allah in Allah and in the last day. Ibrahim alayhi salam, you remember in the previous ayah that Ibrahim alayhi salam said, when Allah said to him, I'm going to make you an imam, he said, wa min zurriyati, and make my progeny also imam. And Allah said, the wrongdoers are not included in my promise. That is, I shall not give that honor to the wrongdoers. So Ibrahim alayhi salam became a little more conscious. Allah said to him, don't ask for the wrongdoers. So even when he was asking for fruits, for asking for provisions, worldly provisions, he said, Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Allah, I give this worldly provision to only to those who believe in Allah and the last day. That was Ibrahim alayhi salam's submission to Allah without any question. He just said that. So he thought that Allah does not want me to pray for those who do not believe. So he said, Man amana minhum billahi wal yawmil akhir. But Allah said, no, I will give the food and the fruits and the worldly things even to those who do not believe. Qala wa man kafar. And so it is not imamah, yes, the leadership is only for the righteous, but as far as the worldly things are concerned, they are for the righteous and the unrighteous. So Allah says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا And even those who disbelieve, I will give them provisions for some time. I'll make them enjoy the worldly life for some time, but then they are going to be brought for accounting. And the accounting will be difficult for them, tough for them, and it may end up in the hellfire. ثُمَّ اصْطَرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ Then they will be dragged to the punishment of the hell, and that is a horrible place, that is a very bad place. So you can understand that Islam emphasizes very much that people believe and have faith, but at the same time, you have to understand that That is, if people have the worldly things, this is part of their life. And on the basis of somebody having wealth and power and all the things, that does not mean that he is acceptable to Allah. That does not mean that they are good people. The good people, bad people, all have the worldly things. So one should not judge people's righteousness on the basis of their wealth, on the basis of their prosperity. That is not the way to judge the righteousness and unrighteous. Or if you see somebody poor, that does mean that now Allah does not like him. That's why that person is poor. Allah says in the Quran, you see that in the ayah, Surah Al-A'raf, Allah says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, who has forbidden the good things of this life and good food? These are for those who believe in this life and only for them in the life to come. So in the life to come, yes, the good things will be only for the believers. But in this world, yes, the good people will have and the bad people will have. They will have the tayyibat, min al-rizq, and the food and the wealth and all of these things that come to anybody who will work hard and you can get it. But that does not mean that they are accepted to, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because those who are accepted by Allah are those who have faith and do righteous deeds. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was given another lesson. That is, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the safety of the city and for the prosperity of the people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately corrected him that prosperity does not depend on iman and faith. Prosperity is on for anybody who work. The worldly thing can come to anybody, but as far as the akhirah is concerned, as far as the life to come, that is only for those who have faith in Allah and those who do the good deeds. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah mentioned that Ibrahim, when he was raising the foundation of the house, he was making a special dua. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And remember, Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the foundations of the house, praying, Our Lord, accept from us. Indeed, you are the one who hears and knows all things. Our Lord, make us Muslims for you, and of our progeny, a people Muslim for you. And show us our places for the celebration of due rites, and turn unto us in mercy. Surely you are the oft-returning, most merciful. Our Lord, send amongst them a messenger of their own who shall rehearse your signs to them and instruct them in scripture and wisdom and sanctify them. Indeed, you are the exalted in might, the wise. Ibrahim alayhi salam raised the foundations of Kaaba. Therefore, Ibrahim al-Qawaid ibn al-Bayt. So foundations of the house were raised by Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now that doesn't mean that Ibrahim alayhi salam was the founder of Kaaba. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the builder of the Kaaba or rebuilder of the Kaaba. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Kaaba was established long time before that. Kaaba came even before Adam came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels are the one who established the Kaaba. So Kaaba was established by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. And then if Adam alayhi salam came and he prayed and many other prophets prayed. And then came the flood in the time of Noah alayhi salam. And when the flood came at the time of Noah alayhi salam, everything gone, including Kaaba. It was gone, but its foundations remained. Its foundations were there. Because those foundations were established by the angels of Allah. So those foundations were there, and the cow and the land area, the whole area become deserted and became a desert. There was nothing there. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Ibrahim alayhi salam there. And Ibrahim was shown the area of the Kaaba. We bawwa'na li Ibrahim makan al-bayt. And we showed Ibrahim the place of the house. So that's why it is called Al-Bayt al-Atiq. That is the most ancient house. It's the most ancient place. There is nothing before that, because it comes from the time of, even before the time of Adam alayhi salam. Nothing was built on this earth. And awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nas. This is the first house that was put down, that was established for mankind. So qawa'id al-bayt, that means the foundation of the house, were raised by Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam just raised the foundation, or built on the foundation, the house. And he and his son Ismail, they worked together and they built that house. And after they finished, then they made a dua. And the dua is Rabbana taqabbal minna. Like anything good you do, you make a dua. Oh Allah, accept this. So when you build a masjid, you say, Allah, accept this from us. When you give sadaqah, you say, Allah, accept this from us. You build a hospital, you say, Allah, accept this from us. You build a school, you say, Allah, accept this from us. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from us. Accept from us. Some ulama have pointed out, they said he did not even say accept this from us, because he was so humble. Said, whatever I did, accept from me. Rabbana taqabbal minna. And he did not say Rabbana taqabbalhu minna, Rabbana taqabbal hadha albayta minna. He said Allah accept. Allah accept that. So this is his humbleness. Rabbana taqabbal minna. From both of us, it's Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. Innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. And this is very important, very appropriate to mention at the time of when you're asking Allah to qubul, to make, accept the, your work, your service, then you say, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. That Allah hears and Allah knows everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is invoked, so that you know what we did. And you know the sincerity of our heart, you know our efforts, you know our vision, our purpose, you know that. So innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, you are the one who he hears everything and you know everything. And then after that, they made dua for themselves and for their children. Rabbana waj'alna muslimayni laka. O Allah, O Lord, make us Muslims for you. Muslim for you means that submitting to you. The people who submit to you. Islam means submission, and Muslim is a person who submits. Muslimayn ilaka. Rabbana waj'alna muslimayn ilaka. Two of us. To make both of us Muslims. It is very important that you, when you pray for your children, first you ask for yourself, that you submit yourself. As you ask for your children to become, submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your children become good people, good Muslims, obey Allah, first of all, pray for yourself, because you are the role model for your children. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Make both of us Muslims. And that also means, because the word is Muslim is used here, that Islam is not a religion that started Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam was the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Islam was the religion of all the prophets of Allah, because they all submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final prophet of Islam is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was not the only prophet of Islam. He was not the first prophet of Islam, but he is the final prophet of Islam. And all the prophets gave this message. So وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. And of our progeny, of our children, also make an ummah that is Muslim, those who submit to you, and show us the way how we should worship, how we should make our Hajj and Umrah and all of these things. Manasik are those. Manasik is the acts of worship. So show us the way how to perform our ibadah, our acts of worship, and accept and turn towards us. Mutub alayna, this is the word tawbah, is used sometimes as taba ila and taba ala. Taba ila is the human being is turning towards Allah, and that is asking, repenting, and asking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taba ala is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is returning towards the human being with forgiveness, with mercy, with kindness. So he says, Watuba alayna, and you turn towards us with your mercy, with your kindness. Innaka anta tawwab rahim, and you are tawwab. So tawwab is the one who repent, and tawwab is the one who return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who accept the tawbah. So you are oft returning, most merciful. So as soon as the human being turned towards Allah, Allah turned toward him. As soon as the people repent, Allah accept their repentance, if it is sincere. Tawbah al-Nasuha. So tubu ilallah. I turn towards Allah, and Allah will turn towards you. Tuba alayna innaka anta tawwab rahim. You are the oft returning one, and you are the most merciful. And then he prayed in this community, Allah sent a prophet. That means in Mecca, Allah sent a prophet. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. So he prayed for the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed for the people there that Allah sent among them a prophet. Rasulam minhum, a prophet from among them, among the Arabs. So he prayed that those people who live in Mecca, from among them you raise a prophet. And the work of the prophet is, there are three things mentioned about the work of the prophet. One is tilawatul ayat. The other is Ta'lim al-Kitab al-Hikmah, and the third is Tazkiyah. So send a prophet among them who will recite to them your words, your ayat, your signs. That means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to him the ayat, and that he recite those ayat to them. So prophet is supposed to recite Tilawatul Quran. Tilawa is a very important part of learning. That you first of all learn how to recite. And it is not enough to recite. And you may recite beautifully, you may recite with proper pronunciation and do everything as is supposed to be done, but that's not enough. So tilawatul kitab is very important, but then teach them the book also. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. So teach them how to understand the book, how to follow the book. And all the principles and the values and the rules of the book, that what the Prophet was teaching them. So his purpose was not to be, he was not only a Qari who would recite nicely the Quran and then go away. The Prophet was telling them what is right and what is wrong, what is halal, what is haram. And how you know that? You know that, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and the explanation of that is hikmah. Hikmah is the wisdom. So teach them the book and wisdom. And the wisdom is explained by our scholars. That is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The way the Prophet ﷺ lived and practiced Islam. That is hikmah. The Prophet ﷺ came to teach them the meaning of the book, and then also the explanation and the implementation of the rules of the book. And that is the hikmah, and hikmah is of course general wisdom. Hikmah is fi'lu ma yanbaghi kama yanbaghi. You do what is supposed to be done in the way that's supposed to be done. So that is hikmah. And it's the Prophet ﷺ taught them hikmah. That is the rule that are there that come from the Prophet ﷺ. They all of them are based on wisdom. They are wise rules of living. And not only that, he also taught them how to behave as wise people. So he taught them wisdom, and also he taught them how to live as wise people. So those who follow the Kitab and the Sunnah of the Prophet, they become wise people. They know how to behave in any situation and understand the situation, and then they live that way. And the third thing is, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and he will make them pure and good. That means purify them from sins, the way of sinning, purify them from that. And tazkiyah also is the growth. So tazkiyah has both parts. One is the cleansing, the other is numu, the growth. So, and grow as good people, sanctify them, make them pure and good and righteous people. So this is the spiritual and moral upliftment of the people. Innaka antal azizul hakim, and you are mighty and wise. So all the power is yours. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is with wisdom. He's powerful and wise. He uses his power in a wise manner for the human being. So this is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam that was fulfilled by the coming of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, the Quran is going to speak about the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then the coming of this ummah and what this ummah is supposed to do. So you have that in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned who are the people who benefit from this book. And then invitation to all humanity to serve Allah, Ya ayyuhan nas ubudu. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the whole story of Adam and alayhi salam, and the angels and Iblis, all of this mentioned. And then came a great community, that is the community of known as Bani Israel. And Allah's message to them, Allah's prophets came among them. And now coming of Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet who came in Mecca, and the message came through him. So this is, inshallah, will continue. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and guide us, that we take this message seriously and live according to it, inshallah. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa rzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batilan wa rzuqna ittinaba. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. I'll see you. I hope things will improve and get better, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. Rabbana, Allahumma hafizna min kulli bala, Allahumma hafizna min kulli baba, Allahumma hafizna min kulli da, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima wal-fawza bil-jannah wal-najata bil-nar. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. We have a question. We know from Hadith that the Prophet ﷺ, he said, epidemics cannot enter the city of Medina al-Munawwara. And yet we hear that doctors are in fact now treating patients for COVID-19 in Medina. Can you place that Hadith in the correct perspective for us?
The Hadith does not say epidemic will not enter the city of Medina. The Hadith says, لا يدخلها الطاعون. Plague will not enter the city of Medina. So plague is different from virus and from other kind of epidemics. And these epidemics happened earlier also, in the time of Umar radiallahu anh, and later time, there were some wabas. And the city of Medina, of course, the Prophet prayed for the city of Medina, and but there is no safety and security, absolute safety and security for any place, because there's all the world, and that's happened in the past as well. So one should not say that, because the word is exactly ta'un, and ta'un is a plague, which is a special kind of epidemic, but it is not every epidemic.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. We don't seem to have any more questions.
Okay. So live safe, inshallah.
Thank you.
May Allah save everybody. Barakallahu feekum.